You know, you make yourself a favorite son. What? Yeah, the young man going to preach, he a favorite son. He made himself that. He make himself that every day. He do whatever it take to honor his father, honor the Lord for his honor his father. He trained his family that way. See, you make yourself. See, I'm an apple of God's eye. I made myself Brother Hagin's favorite son. The mother boy thought, man, look, I'm going to do something. I made myself a favorite son. And that's the way you got to do it. Ron is no rookie. I've been pastoring a while. And, you know, he preached with me every year. Now, one good thing about this is we are not in no competition. And that's why I tell those boys, just take your time, minister the word. Don't have to rush yourself. We're here. Just trust the Holy Spirit. We're here together. We're a family. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that's the way we draw from different gifts in the body of Christ. And so, you know, I'm thankful this morning.
Been following since 98.
Yeah. You saw me at Creflo, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I got another fellow saw me here in Madison Square Garden from New York. Got a lady drove 26 hours to get here. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, sir.
So, Ron, come on, man. Just do what you do.
What you do. Do what you do. While you are sowing, let me take this opportunity just to say thank you. Because I can honestly tell you I'm so thankful because of my leader. I'm with him. I'm connected to him. I follow him. He blessed the president. I bless the president. Because he trains us to do what the word say. We follow him as he follows Christ. And we have the epitome of an example when it comes to following Christ, honoring. He loved ministers. He loved men and women of God. It is his heart to see all of us, God's children, experience the life that God has given to him. You don't find that. Most people want to get it and hide it and run with it. But he said, I'm an open book. What you see is what you get. Oh, come on now. Y'all get all, no, you know I'm going to go there. What you see is what you get. And then we have a mom and a dad. We have a royal family. And I'm not ashamed of them. I rejoice in their prosperity. Because I believe one of the speakers said, I believe it was Dr. Montrell said, we only getting a preview. Now I know that might sound crazy because when you see what God have done with them and you say, but I will never forget this. One day he looked at me, I said, Dad, when I get big, I'm going to be like you. You know, he said, no, you're going farther than me. I said, hold up. Me? He said, no. Y'all are my sons and my daughters. It is my assignment to pass a mantle on to you that will take you farther than me. Now, that's the heart of a father. So, Dad, Mom, royal family, LTMA family, Dr. Walker loves you because we are family. Amen. Well, Dad has already prayed. You could be seated. We're going to go right into the word. Amen. Because I believe the Holy Ghost want to talk to us this morning. Amen. I want to say to you, I'm not operating from myself. I'm not up here by myself. One of the things we say in school of ministry is, see, we operate from apostolic government.
Yes, sir.
So I always see God, I want his wind behind me.
Yes,
Amen. So that, you know, Jesus said, I don't want you to see me. I want you to see my Father who sent me. Amen. And that is the greatest testament of a son to bring glory and honor to his Father. Amen. Well, what I'm going to teach to you this morning is very simple. Receiving prosperity as a gift from God. What did I say? Since prosperity is a gift from God, since it is a gift, notice I didn't say if, because if would leave doubt. If would be a question in your mind. Since means it is so. Since prosperity is a gift from God, watch this, then it is of necessity that we learn how to receive it. See, Apostle made this statement to us. He said, you already got it. So I know we got a lot of smart people in here, but today I want KISS. Keep it simple. Supernatural. I don't want to call nobody stupid. You understand? So I'm just going to keep it simple, supernaturally. So the first thing I want to do is, you know, God talks to you so much to be like, I feel like Dr. Phil sometime. Lord, give me the right thought. I got 4,000 going. I just need to pull the right one. But this is what we have to understand. We spend a lifetime trying to earn stuff from God, trying to work for it, trying to achieve some type of self-worth to say I'm worthy of it. When it comes to receiving, that's our biggest challenge. Well, all right, you don't want to go there? Huh? It's the biggest challenge. It's not, God has already done. I said, the do of God, the D-O of God is in done. The D-O-N-E of God. I know that's simple, but the do of God is in done. God cannot do what we don't believe that he's already done. See, and it can't be just a mental assenting. You have to practice this. The biggest problem to receiving prosperity is this right here. And this up here. Because we allow this up here to control what come out of this right here. Yeah, I know I'm not talking yet. Right here. You know, I'm straight up Nolans. You heard me? So I'm trying to show you, you see, mouth, mind. A lot of time we allow Satan to rob us of what's rightfully ours by opening up our mouth and saying something contrary to what God hath said. What God hath said. What God hath said. In order for me to receive prosperity as a gift from God, I have to line up my thoughts and my mouth with what God hath said. Notice Satan's attack against Eve in the garden. Hath God said. To bring thoughts and questions in your mind. The most important thing for us to learn is say what the apostles say. I don't care about your situation. I don't care about your challenge. I don't care about what you're going through. Say what the apostles say. I'm going to tell you what I'd be telling God. Apostle told me to say this. Well, he told me to say, apostle said. Now, see, none of y'all don't like that. It's obvious he has a connection. It's obvious that in the Bible, you have statements like this. Well, Elisha said, my father. He wanted the spirit of his father. I want to serve the God of my father. That's who I want to serve. I want to see the same stuff going on in my life that I see going on in his. It's not a coincidence, nor is it an accident. It's happening, watch this, by divine design on purpose. So we have to receive prosperity as a what? Gift, watch this, from God. So now we need to define some words. I know you know already, but I don't. My scholarly brother know all of these words. He might have a few synonyms I ain't caught up with yet. He the only one preacher I need a thesaurus and a Greek dictionary and Hebrew. I tell him that after every time he preach. I say, I need a dictionary. I'm from the ghetto. You got to break that down. All right? So I'm going to do some breaking down. Number one, gift. Gift. Y'all got the definition of gift out there? Huh? All right, put it up. Thank you all so much. I need a little help. Lord, thank you that everything's clear that's connected to the apostle. Lord, thank you for 2020. You'll know what that means later. I want all of y'all read the definition of gift up there. Y'all see that? Something that's given what? Willingly. Huh? Without expecting payment. You want me to tell you what God told me? I know you have to blow your mind. God said, everything I give is a promise and a gift. Everything I give. So whenever you see the word give, you have to connect it to a gift and a promise. God gives willingly, for God so loved the world that he gave. So when you start going through the lineup of all the gifts that God has given, somebody please tell me, what did you do to earn Jesus? He's a gift. What did you do to earn the Holy Spirit? He's a gift. What did you do to earn eternal life? What did you do to earn righteousness? Everything that comes from God is a gift. And it must be received. Y'all got it? It must be what? So if I try to do it another way, if I try to work for it, if I try to earn it, it ceases to be a gift. It becomes a debt owed or an obligation. God, the motive behind God willingly doing stuff is love. That's the only motive, God, love. I did this for you because I love you. Now I need you to receive my love. That's why prosperity is a gift from God. When a baby is born into a family, what do? We present them with gifts. Did the baby work for it? No. We just present them with gifts. It's theirs. They didn't earn it. It was given to them. So now you got the definition of what?
Gift.
Definition of receive. Yeah. I know y'all know it already, but I just wanted to take my time today and tell you. I'm going to teach you today. I might do something you haven't saw. Receive. What did it say? To take into one's what? So receive means it's already mine. See, God told the children of Israel, I want you to go in and possess the land that I've already given you. Just because it's already given to you and you got it and it is yours, you need some instruction in how to possess. The instruction isn't work. The instruction is how to possess. If I follow the steps, I will possess what God promised. There's some things we need to know about possession in God's kingdom. It don't happen all at once. It's a process. God told the children of Israel, when I bring you into the land that I promised you, I'm going to give it to you a little at a time. Because if I give you too much, if you go too fast, your enemy going to drive you back out. Y'all kind of quiet. Everybody want to be where Apostle is and mom and the royal family, but guess what? Go through the process. Where were you when there were lean days? Where were you when he was sitting in a house with no roof, on a bucket, with water hitting him in the top of his head? Because the contractor took everything that he had to build a house that he was in. Where were you when he walked up to get the two lots? And he said he was broke as the Ten Commandments that Moses dropped. And he bold enough to come and give me both of them and didn't have. We only want to hit Falcon 900B, 600 acres of land. I own all of that. Yes, he does. But there was a process that he went through so he can go in and possess the land that God has already given to him. So now what definition are we on? Receive. Go in and what? Possess. It means to go in and to possess. What else it means? Something what?
Offered.
Something offered or delivered. To do what?
Receive.
To receive many gifts. A gift is not a gift if it's not received. Apostle Thompson is a gift. Don't worry about how the package is wrapped up. Just unwrap the package. You can't receive a gift if you don't unwrap it. You got to have the right gratitude and the right attitude. Nobody, God is the one who chose the gift. Jesus called him. Jesus is the one, the head of the church. You don't become an apostle because you went to www.apostle.com and filled out an application. It don't work like that. It's a calling. It was a proving. It was a process. He was called to be this before the foundation of the world. But he had to go through the process in order to get to that point. And for those of us who receive him as a gift, see, when you unwrap the gift, whatever in the gift can come on you. If you follow and stay connected. So now we got gift. We got receive. Let's go to promise. I know y'all already know what all that means. Y'all smarter than me. I understand. Not a problem. Let's go to promise. Give me a definition of promise. It's up there. Okay, what does it mean? A declaration that something will or will not be done. Oh, I like that. God said prosperity is a gift from him, and I will for you to have it. And they ain't got, last time God checked, they ain't got nobody bad enough to stop him from causing you to possess what he promised you. God told Abraham, I swore to myself that I would bless you. I swore to myself. God became a man, swore to himself that he said, I'm going to bless you. And God said, I have blessed you. Now who can stop me? God said, I've stepped in 2016 to tell you that you are the blessed of the Lord. You are the blessed. God said, I'm going to rebuild my cities through prosperity. God said, I delight in the prosperity of my people. Prosperity is a gift. Receive it. Yes. Quit trying to
earn it.
Okay, now let me help y'all because some of y'all act like you ain't working for it. I know y'all ain't going to like it, but I'm going to tell you. You can't take your seed and try to earn it. Go ahead on choke yourself. Go ahead on. No, you know why? Because it's a gift. The seed is a gift. Yes, the seed is a gift. So if the seed is a gift, everything that the seed produces is a gift. Everything that's the shocking truth about prosperity is it's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
You trying to work for it, but it's a gift. It will produce. That's why God says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void of its power. It will produce. It will prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Every time apostle opens up his mouth, he's sending out prosperity. He is prosperity. He is prosperity personified. Everybody connected to him is prosperity personified. No, you can't be a son and daughter and not be a seed. Thank God for you, Bishop. But move over. Make some room. Talk to me. Love you, Shauna. Make some room. You got some other family members who love mom and dad. And every time he says son or daughter, I don't. Well, I had the opportunity to stay with them for Katrina. God did it. My son didn't want to leave. We say time to go. No, Dad, I got to go. I got to leave. I got to go back to where. I got to leave this to go back to where we. Huh? Really, Daddy? I got to go back to what? I tell you what, Dad, I'm going to be a Thompson. You keep walking. Y'all can say, I feel a Holy Ghost up in here. This is our day of prosperity. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to earn it. We just have to receive it. But there's a word that go with receive. Believe. You can't receive what you do not believe. Come on, talk to me. When people walk away from you, turn the page. All they simply telling you is, I don't believe in you no more. So when they walked away from Jesus, he didn't get a crew to go recruit who walked away from him. Jesus said, I knew from the beginning who was going to stick with me and who was going to walk away from me. And I hired 12 of you, and one of you is the devil. But I'm going to treat you so good, devil, nobody won't know who you are. So, why? Because God say, I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of folk trying to stop you, folk trying to shut you down, folk walking away from you. God said, I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Why? Because your enemy come to see your demise. They come to see you go down. But God said, I'll prepare a table right while they're looking, waiting for you to go down. And when they, elevate you. They try to block you out, I open up another door. God say, I'm like, get smart. Y'all too young for that. But in get smart, they have so many doors flying open, you didn't know what door he was going through. Well, get ready. That's how your prosperity coming. They got so many doors opening for you, so many channels opening for you, and it's based on connection. Now sit down. Y'all watch that clock, dude. Y'all. Don't play, y'all. Y'all keep good tab on that clock. Now, let's settle down and go through some stuff. I need to say a few more things. Now, we are taught this work principle from the house. Now, what I'm about to say, these paradigms, a paradigm is the way you think. They're not bad in and of themselves. They were to teach us accountability and responsibility. But we learned some things that make it hard for us to receive when we come to God. Because we've been taught on this reward system. So you get in the home, right? From the time you come up, wash the dishes, take out the trash, cut the grass, make up your bed. And when you do all that, you're going to get an allowance or reward or something. But when you don't do that, ooh, Jesus, sometimes you don't get nothing. Sometimes they got a paddle. Sometimes it was an extension cord. Sometimes it was, y'all kind of quiet. So even as a child, you start going through all of this stuff. Does it match my suit? I'm just checking. I just like to mess with him. You know, T.D. Jakes' knee is. You know, Dad, if it don't match, I throw it back at him. You know, I'm just... Man, this is a whole boatload of a towel here. I can wipe a few people off here. Now, come on. Like, hold up. What y'all laughing at? When you in the home, they training us. You know. Then mom and them tell you, now, child, you got to earn your keep. You want to be successful in this world, you got to work hard. The harder you work, the more money you're going to make. Look at somebody say, lie. I work hard for the money. Look at some of y'all. Look, don't laugh. Some of y'all got two jobs. That apostle said that the daddy working, the mama working, the cat working, the dog working, the fleas working, the ticks working. Everybody in this house working. Amen. It's all right to work, but it's better to let God's system work for you than for you to be working. So we learned it in the home. Would you agree? Y'all girls know what I'm talking about, washing dishes, and us men are cutting grass and all that kind of stuff. Right. So we get it in the home. And oftentimes we don't feel no self-worth if we are constantly being scolded for what we're not doing. Yeah, when you have more than one child, you'd be surprised what they all think. They all say who was the favorite and who was not the favorite. David said I was the favorite. Tommy said I was the favorite. All of them say Ron was the favorite. Well, I guess so. My mama baked me lemon meringue pie. Somebody got to be the favorite. But at the end of the day, we all came to the conclusion Lori was the favorite. She just moved us all out. Because she stuck with mom, stuck with dad. Y'all get quiet about it if you want to. Hey, man, y'all, why get mad with a child who you think is favorite? Like they did it. Joseph was Jacob's favorite child. Why? Don't get mad. Now, why the brothers won't sell him into slavery? Because the daddy and the mama favored him. Ain't nothing right about that. Some of y'all won't sell some of us into slavery. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. We get rid of him, I can move on in there. You don't have to do that. Amen. Just have recognition. If they the favorite, push the favorite.
Right, push.
Some of y'all think I'm talking about me. I understand. But if I'm the favorite, don't get mad. Get glad. Get a sandwich bag. But I say some things in private you don't know. I know one thing about Apostle. He loves all his sons. And when I say pushing all of us, he wants all of us to achieve, watch this, our maximum potential. So God has given him the spiritual wisdom, the spiritual insight of how to treat all these folk he responsible for. And he got to spend time with God to know what caused all of us to tick and to click. And come on, somebody. You ain't working on your own. You got somebody. I'm going to train him. I'm going to develop him. I'm going to work with him till he get it. Most of y'all want to get rid of the child that don't look like they performing or don't look like they're achieving. But God say, I'm going to work with them. God say, it might not look like they come. I got this. I got this. All right, I got to move here because I got to get out of this spot. You learn it in the home. Then you leave from home and you go to the church, the church, the church. Yep, the church. Y'all know the church and taught us about working. Oh, come on. My father-in-law's favorite scripture, a man shall earn his keep by the sweat of his brow. He said, ain't nobody got no time for sewing. The hell with that. I ain't giving none of you preachers nothing. Y'all need a job. Ain't no sense y'all laughing. Most people, you pastor. I had a young man, a young kid. He was a young boy. He told his mama, he said, Mama, why do you go to work and work all day and pastor at home? Pastor need a job like you need a job. He had no concept of what I was doing is my, nope. Pastor need a job. Mama, I think you need to tell him. Now don't get mad at the children. Children keep it real. All right? So on the job. So we go to the church, and the church have all these rules and regulations. We got to work, you know, to feel like we are part of. We got the do's and the don'ts and the clicks and the. You got the out and the in. People always trying to fit in. Because we create a culture in the church of people trying to fit in. They don't understand that they are the beloved of God. See, prosperity is bestowed. It's a gift. So we learn it in the home. We learn it in the church. Then we go to the school. Come on now. You only go to the next level based on performance. So you learn all of these paradigms, right? I got to perform. I got to perform. If I don't perform on my job, I don't get promoted. If I don't perform in school, I don't go to the next grade. We spend a whole life trying to perform to please somebody other than God. And God said, you don't have to perform for me. Not like that. Not like that. No, not like that. You don't have to earn my love like that. Oh, now some of y'all, I hear you. Here we go. Here go the click, 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 click. Here go your revelation. Well, let me shock your revelation. While you were yet in sin, while you weren't even thinking about serving him, God gave his son to die in due time on our behalf, because God wanted us to receive his love, not work to get it, not perform to get it. Our children, when you have many of them, they need to know we appreciate the gifts in all of them. But from their perspective, what they might think is favoritism is just a mother and a father trying to do their best to work with what they got. Because what they got is a combination of everybody they came from. Don't you see your relatives and some of your children? I'm going to go over here. Y'all won't be real with the pastor. Sometime you can't even get mad at your child because you say, that's me. Oh, that's his uncle right there. Yep, that's Uncle Joe and Uncle Pee Wee. Y'all know I'm not lying. So you don't want to be telling a child, you no good. You ain't going to never amount to nothing. Because you're going to cause them to get out of this receiving mode. I hope I'm helping you. You see, all of these paradigms, these ways of thinking crept into the church. So now the church think we're trying to earn prosperity. You don't earn a gift. A gift is given. Oh, God. Romans chapter number 5. Somebody said, when are you going to go to the Bible right now? Come on, Romans 5:17. Let's talk about some. Got a lot of more words. Y'all went over promise. Finished promise. What did it say? A declaration that something will or will not be done. Read. Y'all got it? It's time for us to understand that God has declared our prosperity. He's decreed our prosperity. We're around apostle too much. We ought to be waking up with prosperity, falling asleep with prosperity. Right. Prosperity ought to always be on our mind. We ought to eat, sleep, drink, and prosperity, because it rightfully belonged to us. God purchased it with his own blood. Amen. Y'all in Romans 5:17? Read the Bible. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more. They which receive. There that word is again. They which
receive.
They which
receive.
They which
receive.
You can't receive what you don't believe. The Bible say, how can they believe in him in whom they have not heard? Somebody got to tell you something in order for you to believe. Let's not make the same mistake that Adam made in the garden. The problem we're having, Dad has been telling us, the apostle has been sharing with us, it's a soul problem. It's a mind problem. Our minds have been damaged from being in this, watch this. When we were in God, we operated from revelation. Adam functioned from revelation knowledge, intimacy with God, God instructing him, God telling him. He was in Ephesians 1:3. But when he fell, he went from revelation to reasoning. He started getting information from a source other than God. So now, instead of him receiving, now he tries to earn, work, labor, toil. And God say, that's not my system. My system is, I'm telling y'all, black folks. Oh, now you say, no, I'm talking to my own. Paul said, I love everybody, but my heart's desire is for Israel. And Paul was a Roman citizen. Hello, somebody. Paul is the only one in the Bible I know that had both a, he was a Roman citizen. So when he got in trouble, he said, I'm a Roman citizen. But he also said, I was born from the tribe of Benjamin. So I'm both a Jew and a Gentile. So I know what I'm preaching, that God would take a Jew and a Gentile and make one new man in him, because he did it in me. He reconciled me, my Jewish citizenship and my Gentile citizenship. He made us one in Christ. So now that I know I'm an heir, I have an inheritance. I'm preaching something I'm living. I know what it's like to be without the law. No law. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We got to get. Paul, the apostle, he lived this. That's why he can train us. He said, I don't want you to earn grace. Don't frustrate grace. All these words go together. Let's quit picking the Bible apart. It's all a pot of gumbo. If you keep picking it apart, you get bitter stuff. Yeah. Bay leaf bitter. Yeah. Now y'all know y'all don't get all sanctimonious. We know we dealing with these herbs and stuff. We follow an apostle. So you can tell half of me not here this year. I done went through a transformation. What you eating, Ron? Sit down. Ain't no gumbo this. No, I'm stop. Leave it alone, Ron. Leave it alone. I don't want to mess with y'all turkey and stuff. Not mess with your mind. Now come on here. We got to keep going down this line. I don't want you trying to earn this. Back to Romans. Let's start again. Romans 5:17. What did it say? For by one man's offense,
death reigned by one.
Much more they which receive what?
The abundance of grace.
And of the gift. A gift is not a gift if it's not. Now watch this. Just like we talk about a gift got to be received, righteousness is a gift that people are still trying to earn right now. The Jews thought it came by the law, keeping the 10 and all the other ones. Paul said, no flesh, paint yourself, because he's talking about you. No flesh is justified in the sight of God by the works of the law. If righteousness come by the law, then the gift that God gave was in vain. Righteousness is a free gift. You can't earn righteousness. It's given to you. But you got to learn how to function in it by following instructions. He that is righteous does righteousness. Yo, y'all better hear me up here. I ain't trying to give you no excuse out to do anything you want. I'm trying to tell you that righteousness is still a free gift. He was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. All that we are is because of him. All that we have is because we receive it of him. In him I live and move and have my being. It is God at work in me, both to will and to do all his good pleasure. Why? Because it's a gift from God. Keep reading the Bible.
And of the gift of righteousness,
and of the gift of righteousness
shall reign in life
by one Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Read.
Therefore,
as by the offense of one,
judgment came upon
how many men?
All.
How many?
All.
Why? Because all sinned in Adam.
Yes.
All sinned in Adam. You didn't have to do a doggone thing but be born here. You didn't earn a sinner degree. It was conferred upon you. It was bestowed upon you. Y'all getting that? Because if it was in the seed, then when the seed was sown, everything that the seed sowed went to the next generation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible said death reigned over them who did not sin after the similitude of Adam. Death still reigned. You didn't do what Adam did, but you were in him. He was the representative for all mankind. So if the offense caused many to go, another one bite the dust, then much more. How much more do you think, how much more powerful do you think the seed that God sown is? You gonna tell me that sin is greater than righteousness? The answer to that is hell to the na-na-na. Read the Bible.
Judgment came upon all men.
Judgment came upon all
to
men.
Condemnation.
To condemnation.
Even so.
Even so.
By the righteousness of one.
By the righteousness of one.
The free gift.
The what?
The free.
The what?
The free.
Now y'all know when they say stuff free, folk get in line. Why they ain't lined up in here? It's a free gift. Go put out there. It's a free gift. Prosperity is a free gift. We are giving something free away. Prosperity. So they run up in here and they looking. Then once they get in here, say, oh, it's free, but you got some instructions to follow. Now, I know we don't like this, but I'm not trying to be comical. Let me talk to you for a second. You know why a gift come with instructions? Huh? Because I know all of you fathers don't do what Ron did. You know, we got my son a bike, a gift for Christmas. And the bike come with instructions, right? Tell you how to put the gift together, right? So y'all know how we are. I'm sorry, how I am. I didn't try to go read no instructions. First of all, I don't even like screwdrivers and nails and hammers and all that kind of stuff. Give me a pencil, a suit, and a briefcase, and I'm all right. All right? And I put this bicycle together for my child. I wasn't reading much. I was just trying to, you know. So I'd never forget this long as I live. My son come out there, he look at me, he say, I say, it's ready to go, son. He say, what's all of them parts right there? I say, that's extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Ron don't know what he's doing. Why? Because I was... Y'all know what I'm saying. You got to learn how to follow because you can't receive the gift without following. Are y'all in here?
Yes, sir.
Or you're going home? Prosperity is a gift from God. And it's intended to, it came to make us enjoy life. You can't enjoy life without prosperity. prosperity makes life easy like Sunday morning. I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. But poverty, I'm leaving you right now. Get the lyrics right. It's time to tell poverty goodbye. I'm going to follow the instruction of the apostle. I'm going to hear his voice. I'm not going to say anything contrary to what he's saying. If I don't feel it, I'm going to say what he said. Thank you.
Thank you.
I almost want to take me back to my Kojic days when this lady named Sister Hip say, "You bought me, Jesus, from a mighty long way." Then she said, "All I want to say is thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, come on, y'all, for your goodness, for your mercy. Every little thing I want to say,
thank you,
because you brought me." Yeah, y'all Baptists, y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been a mother for me. You've been a sister for me. You've been a brother for me. Lord, you believed in me. You stayed by my side. And when my troubles came, you wiped the tears from my eyes. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But Lord, you made. Come on, talk to me. I understand. Y'all like all y'all, this is the day song. But them songs meant something when you understand how far God has brought you from. He brought me from a mighty long way. I'm not the same as I was at 1311 Pratt Street. God done did something with me. And I'm thankful. Every challenge I have, I got a man of God that I could go to. And he say, "I'm with you. No matter how bad it get, no matter how bad it look, stick with it. Stick with it. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care. Matter of fact, let me put it to you straight up. There are doors and things that God used him to open for us that if it would not be for the connection, we would take a nosedive and go under. But because of connection. Don't frustrate this process. Your prosperity is not coming. Your prosperity is here. You already got it. It's on the inside of you. Now all we need to do is unlock the gift. So watch this. The key is a gift. God said, "I give you, it's my good pleasure to give you the keys." To say gift. I just told you everything God give. But you have to. And the biggest thing that messes you up is your mind and your, because we just say anything. If you've been in this process for a long time, I want to talk to you. Because people walk away right when they're at the door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They right on the brink of history. And they walk away because it seemed like it's too hard. I don't care what people say about the presidential election. Many people thought that man would not have made it. But that man stuck with something he knew. That man said, "I know something that everybody else don't know, and I'm going to stick with it until I come out on the other side. You might not like me. You might not like the way I carry myself. You might not like anything I said, but here's the word of the Lord. If God raised up Pharaoh, then every man that God raised up, we going to be with our apostle, because we got to learn how to pray for the leaders when God raised them up, because evidently God got a purpose in his mind for him. But I live in a democracy, but I operate from a theocracy. So I'm going to receive what God says."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I told you the seed is a gift, right? You remember when God promised Abraham a seed? That seed wasn't Isaac. Now there y'all go. There you go again. Here your revelation go. That wasn't Isaac. When you read in the Old Testament, you would think it was Isaac. But remember, Old Testament is type and shadow. Isaac God told Abraham, I'm going to give you a seed. And yet Abram went to God and said, lo, you have given me no seed. God had to train him. Say, boy, the minute I spoke, every time I speak, it's a seed. God said, I'm a seed sower. That's right. Nothing in life happened. The seed actually is God in the earth realm. Hell, since you're getting mad with me, the seed is like God in the earth realm. Put it like this, in the natural, where you can identify with it. God does nothing apart from the seed. Everything that exists, exists because of the seed. The word is a seed. Jesus is a seed. You a seed. I'm a seed. Prosperity is a seed. Eternal life is a seed. Righteousness is a seed. Grace is a seed. Faith is a seed. Everything that God promised, everything that God promised, he performs. For God not to perform what he promised makes him a liar and equates him to a man. And God said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither am I the son of man that I should repent. Have I said anything and didn't make it good? Why? Because making it good is a matter of fact. When I said it, it was already done. God speaks the end from the beginning. When God, money cometh, you're talking about money cometh? That's a seed. That's an apostolic and prophetic seed that God gave to us. Can I tell y'all what I told the church? Huh? I say, hold up here. We done got off track here. We were pulling the lever. Decreeing money coming. Oh, now I know y'all don't like this. Sometimes God have you in a van and you just get out on your little own. But if money coming is apostolic and prophetic, and they're to, and it is, and it is, and it is. Look at the prophecy. All prophecy is fulfilled. There's nothing that God speak that don't come to pass. The word of God is full of prophecy. God prophesied. God said, nobody else got, I'm going to give my body. I'm going to give my body their prosperity ticket. I'm going to give it to them. Money coming is a gift. But he had to believe. He had to receive, believe, and preach it even when it didn't look like nothing was happening. But he had something. He had something. Because those words were apostolic and prophetic. They cut the pathway of prosperity. They cut the pathway of prosperity. Then after he cut the pathway, then he said, I done already drilled the hole. I done already made the, look, I don't want y'all boys spending 400 years trying to go through the wilderness. Follow me. The hole is already drilled. I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I got so much going through my mind, I can't preach all this. Lord, help me. I got more notes than I can hold on to, then never get to none of them. Prosperity, the thing I really want you to see is prosperity is a gift. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. You got to put yourself in a position to receive it. What do you mean when I say receive? It's already yours. I don't mean receive from the standpoint like I got to go out and get. No, I got to receive it as a reality. I got to talk like it's mine. One of the things and teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. It's a gift. The fivefold ministry. All these things are gifts. And all, if we receive them, then they work on our behalf. Dad ain't never working against none of us. No, none of us. In correction, he not working against you. In reproof, he not working against you. In instruction, he's not working against you. In laboring in doctrine, he's not working against you. He's just doing what a father does. Equips his children to live the good life. Now I'm a Thompson. Now, y'all get mad if y'all want. Be who y'all want. Keep your own last name with your crazy self. Keep your own last name. I'm a Thompson. I don't care that they don't have. I'm a Thompson. I'm a Thompson. keep your own name. I'm a Thompson. He used the word call engrafted. Engrafted. Take the engrafted word, which is, here's your soul. Your soul operate on its own. It's wacky. It's crazy. Then you got your mouth lining up with it. No wonder you can't get to where God wants you to go. You let your soul control your mouth. The Bible says, you got out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. You got to shut your crazy mind down and say, I'm going to stick with what God say. I'm going to take the engrafted word. See, once they get engrafted, a part you can tell them that you. But once they are engrafted, once they become one. Oh, Lord, Lord. Let me finish with this. Let me finish with this. This may help you more than anything. You ever thought about the design of your body? All of your ugly parts are on the inside. I know all of y'all think you're pretty and cute and fine and all that other stuff. But your ugly parts on the inside. The colon is an ugly creature. And it don't smell too good. I'm not trying to be gross. I'm trying to show you a principle. That ugliness is in you. Your heart ain't pretty. Your pancreas ain't pretty. Your liver not pretty. None of that stuff on the inside is pretty to look at. You ready for this? So God took all of us and put us in Christ. So that all of your ugliness, all of the stuff that you don't, God said, when I look, I see you in Christ. I receive you as in Christ. When I look, I see you in Christ.
That's it.
Y'all kind of quiet now. That's why receiving Christ is so important, because we try to go about to establish our own righteousness when it's a gift. We try to get our own prosperity, how smart we are, how intelligent we are, how much education we are, and we always putting people on. Let me tell you something about Apostle. Let's deal with the reality. God has brought him to a place where he don't even have to think about money. Can't even think about broke. But the way he treats you, royally, when you hang with him, you in for a royal show and a royal treatment. He don't have to receive from us. As a matter of fact, if you anything like me, I look for the words come out of his mouth. I receive. Because when he says I receive, I know it's all right. When he don't say I receive, say now y'all, I feel like some of y'all don't want to go there. You got to watch that thought life. Because the enemy say, why he didn't say I didn't receive that time? What's wrong? If he received and don't give it back, he received. The problem is when he say, take that back. Take it back. If he ever say, take it back, find out whatever you got to do to make him say, I receive. That's it, children. God is good. That's it.
Hallelujah. There are times, Ron, I had to send seed back.
Yeah, right, yes, sir.
I remember one of the most embarrassing things that happened when we was in a graduation. They had bought me a gift. I don't know what it was. And they sent the wrong man to bring it. And right in the graduation, I told him I couldn't receive it. I wasn't trying to be ugly. But it just, the people of God has to be taught proper Christian etiquette. How to do things right. Now, I glean from around this gift. Did you get it? It's an already purchased gift. And positioning. You got to know about positioning. Then you have to know about the how precious prosperity is. It ministers to you and your family. It ministers to people around you. And then it's a process. Now, the process, he told you something very important. God said to the children of Israel, you have to possess. I'm giving it to you, but you got to possess it. And the process keep you from arriving too early. Because wealth and prosperity is real dangerous if you're not properly instructed during the process. You leave God. You get to enjoying toys so much. You Sunday morning you ride in one of your motorcycles. And you say, well, I'm going to go next Sunday. But when you go through the process, you really know who did it. And you're so thankful. You want to continue to honor him. And then you want to help others come to the same place where you are. All right? So remember, it's a process. And sometime there are those who don't know no better try to put pressure on you. Come to a meeting like this? Sowing money on that altar like that? There are family members. There are ministers. There are some of your friends. Say, I wouldn't do that because they don't know what you're doing. I like what he said, the seed is a gift and everything is produced in that gift of the seed. Now, I don't want you to miss this. Let God's system work for you. That's what prosperity is. Prosperity is God's system working for you. Instead of me working for money, God's system is working for me. That's why he gave it to me. The gift of prosperity comes with instruction. And I like what another thing he said. Goodbye, poverty. Goodbye, lack. Goodbye, limitation. All right. One more thing I want to say. And this is very important. And most people get in this error, what I'm about to tell you now. The Bible said, though your beginning be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. Don't permit discouragement to make you frustrate the grace of the process. Okay? We came through the desert, and the wilderness. They're all for a reason. That's something you learn in the desert. That's something you learn in the wilderness. But God's not going to leave you in the desert. He's not going to leave you in the wilderness. Keep walking. Keep doing what he tells you to do. All right? Don't get excited on a week like this. This is a lifestyle. See, you got to use your faith. You got to use your faith consistently to know that God wants you to have the best. Say it, God wants me to have the best. All throughout the scripture, I'm almost through, God consistently was seeing to it that his children had the best. Capstone scripture for this whole teaching is in the book of James. I don't know if I got the right verse, the 17th verse. James, every good gift, every good gift and every perfect gift is cometh from above and it's coming down from the Father of light with whom, see, God's still the same way. The same God that made Abraham rich is your God. It was two daughters-in-law. Orpah went on back home. She cut the process down. There was another man for her to marry. But she went the wrong way. You got to stick with Naomi. And Ruth said, no, I'm not. You can go on, baby. No, I'm not going away. Your God is my God, your people, my people. Where you go, I'm going. See, she got that connection. What happened? Went down Boaz's field. And then Naomi was kind of telling her what to do. Naomi was telling her how you move your leg and all that stuff. How, when you go by, shake to the right. Naomi had some experience, you see. It worked. He had other women out there, but he saw her. But Naomi, she married in the lineage of Jesus. She became a rich woman. Esther. Esther wasn't even supposed to be in the number. But when the king saw Esther, the Lord had the law of attraction on Esther. Esther. My, that's a pretty woman. Hey, see, then he sent for her. See. I just found out that man and all his sons got hung on the gallows. I thought it was just him. How many sons he had? I think a bunch of sons. It was a high number, huh? 11. I saw that boy, read that. You know the man who was trying to misuse him? You don't want to touch God's people. You got it? Lift your hand and say thank you 3 times. Because you're going to have to do some thinking tonight. So you practice 2 more, 3 more times.
Thank you.
You're going to thank yourself right out of debt. Remember, this is a journey. Sometimes it's going to look like it's not working. That's for a reason. You get to the point where your mind can't think, bro. And your mind can't think. You look at something, your mind will never think, I can't have this. Your mind will say, it's mine. All right. Just a camel soup, Mont Blanc. Tomato. What is it? Tomato? What is it? Tomato. We had camel. Isn't that something? And it says on this pen, art, A-R-T, is what you can get away with. What? Anybody ever hurt you and then departed out of your life? You thought they was a friend? Huh? Now write this down. Necessary ending. I'm told that a rose bush that produce real beautiful roses has to be pruned. And if that rose is not pruned, those who don't waste nothing on there gonna suck up the sap from the one who really need it. So you gotta cut them all. So when people leave me, T.D. Jakes said, know how to say bye. Goodbye. Let them go. Every ministry need to be purged every now and then. I just purged a few folks. You think I'm going to call them? No, I ain't calling them. You never call back what God has sent away unless God tell you. I have people who leave, I don't see them, I call them. There's some I'll never call them because he's a purging, you see. Yeah, it's a purging. So don't be discouraged when people leave. God said, I'm not gone. I'm still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard the law too round. You know what I'm saying? See, a father learned from sons too. See, you always got to be teachable. Money coming to me now. Both apostolic, prophetic. Break every financial yoke, destroy financial yoke. Something happened on the third time. You know we pulled three times, right? Are you ready? Money coming to me now. Now you can say it by yourself, but it's nothing like saying it with me. You can say it, yeah. It's a different anointing.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Now expect the breaking loose, the breakthrough, beyond breakthrough, all of that happen right now.
Yes, sir.
But this is what God sent us. I don't know when I start doing this. I mean, see, and then he told me to do this. The money's, I just do what the Lord tell me to do.
Yeah. See?
So expect something to happen.
Yes.
Because after we pull this time, you know what you got to do, right?
Yes.
You got to shout like you're out of debt and shout like everything paid for and shout like your pocket's so full. You got to get another belt to hold your pants up. Come on. Money coming to me now. Some years never lost its power because the Lord told me it's getting things prepared for the second coming of Christ. That money coming to be until Jesus come. It's a spot and rancor that has to be moved out of the church. You understand that? And those who connected got a right to use it because it started working in your life. It started working. The money just started coming.